spell, mix it up in victory, you live it up. Defeated, get risen up, you knock down and get back and get it up. Get off of Queer Street and get with us, and get clear where we get it from the heart, from the people, from the top, from the deep, from the gut, from the street, from my soul to the mic to the essence. So in my absence, you feel a presence. Exactly, I make contact for short IMC. Me and mine, we don't just get by, we get
just
clear,
to get by.
Right.
Nigga, I so cold, nigga, I push lie, carry the 4-5, claim I was ready to die, promise never to cry, held it on the side, reality was too much to take, so I kept my mind fried, slept for most of mine, soon as I closed my eyes, and I woke up behind, thinking either I load up these nines, or blow up with rhymes, cause this flow of mine is like blow up with lines of coca, and you folks think Hope just wrote stuff that rhyme, nah, I'm a poster from what happened, seeing your moms doing $5 worth of work just to get a dime, so pardon my disposition, why should I listen to a system that never listened to me? Picture me working McDonald's, I'd rather pull a Mac on you. Sorry, Miss Jackson,
it's
but I'm back.
The way that Nina Simone piano flow, it's like a Michelangelo painted a portrait of Maya Angelou and gave it to a sick poet for the antidote. If music get you choked up, this is the tree and a rope. This is Shy Nigga, I missed all of that. Fuck a map, let's put this bitch on an almanac. Dice what they hitting for, lax what you sitting on, tracks who you spitting on, rap till we get it on, and don't let nobody with the power to sign ever tell you you ain't got the power to rhyme. They used to tell me toughen up, put some bass in your voice. They used to tell me lighten up, put some bass in your voice. Lord willing, I ain't killed nobody, but I have a feeling this album that I'm gonna make it killing, or not a shilling. This is love it or hate it music, but at least we made it music and we didn't make it industry. This is gonna be interesting. This'll be the end of me, or I'm finna be your entity. Kanye, Jay-Z, Mos Def, and Kweli. We are not making songs no more. We're making history.
I woke up.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Youth Now Radio is now in effect. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Case holding it down. We got an interesting show. We got a packed house. Everything's a little unorganized. But what's up? Becky, what's up?
Not too much. Just chilling, chilling. Enjoying the day.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good, actually. Pretty action-packed. And the barbecue was good that we had on the weekend.
Yes, it was.
Marsh made some good sausages, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Who else we got over here? Kenny, what's up?
I'm here. What's up, everybody?
What was your weekend like, Kenny?
Today's Monday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, today's Monday.
I don't really remember my weekend.
You don't remember your weekend? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I don't remember a lot of things. Don't remember a lot of things.
Over there. Nephew, give me a mic check.
You always steal my sunglasses. All right.
Okay, so that's cool. Where's Glenn? We got Glenn in the house somewhere running around. Well, my weekend was alright, I guess. We got the barbecue happening, and then what else did I do on the weekend? I think I went up one of these nights, Friday or Saturday.
Where'd you go?
Went to the Dome.
Oh, no.
And we went somewhere else, though. We were, where did we go to? I don't know, I forget. Mm-hmm. Somewhere. Must not have been that great of a time.
Probably not. Did you check out Paul McCartney?
No.
I did. I walked by. I saw, like, they have fireworks shooting up at the end of one of his songs. I don't know. It was an okay show. It was all right. But I've seen him before, right? Quebec City.
Did you see, like, the whole Euroside for the whole time, or did you just walk
no,
by?
No, just, like, I walked by around, geez, probably 10 or something. Yeah. I walked, just passed by around 10 o'clock, just checking it out, and then went back to my friend's place.
Do you know when it got over?
No.
Neither do I.
Because then I went back and I watched the UFC fight that went on.
Oh, yeah, UFC.
Yeah. GSP the Canadian won, eh?
Yeah, GSP, George St. Pierre. Shout out to George St. Pierre. He won. And Brock Lesnar won too, didn't he?
Tell me, I didn't see it.
I don't know which one he was. Don't tell me, I didn't see it. Either, right?
Yeah. They're working?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're on, Glenn.
What type of elevator music do we have playing in the background right now?
I don't know. That's something that Glenn cooked up. Yeah, really. We're going to go to another track, try to sort some of this thing out right here on Youth Now Radio.
Because the headphone don't work.
searching each and every way. Yeah. Awesome sound is so profound. When it'll grip you. Yeah. If you hear it, you can feel it too. Nothing special I am running to. So then I go away, very far away, to another universe where all the people say it's a new place for the special to embrace. Like a Martian, you see it, wondering out of place. Take what you need from the valley of the hopeful. Even if you die, you can float high above it. You can say bye, bye, bye. Sky might be falling, remember you can fly.
What up over there?
Not much, not much.
Give me a mic check, everybody. Sound off.
Okay, Cap just left the room.
He'll be back.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah, this is Nephew. Yeah. What's up, Halifax?
So what was your weekend saying, Nephew?
My weekend was all right, man. I didn't do much, just chilled pretty much. Yeah.
Yo, sorry I'm late. It's Apollo.
How was your weekend?
It was good, man. Good. Felt good to take it easy, you know.
All right, cool. So, Glenn, today is your day, so to speak. And you had a subject matter you would like to address.
All right. My headphones aren't working. I'm currently trying to fix that. So, all right, this is what we're... All right, we're going to have something where it's like a roundtable discussion. The question is, what would you do with $30 million? We're not going to give it to you because we don't got it. So, you know, hypothetically, what would you do with $30 million? Who wants to start?
I say you start.
All right, cool. $30 million.
First of all, what's the number to call? 494-2487.
So call in and tell us what you would do with $30 million.
Glenn, man, we need a different... Can you get some different music back here, please?
Yeah.
I can't hear
it. Please, brother, please.
How's that?
Better.
Marginal. So, yeah, $30 million. What would you do with it?
What can you do with $30 million? Just about anything, right?
Anything you want.
If I had a lot of money right now, I would want to go do the zip line through the rainforest, you know? Like, through, you know what I mean?
You want to go to Africa and do all this stuff? Like,
it's
I'm
like
just
when
saying,
you glide through the freaking forest on the line and you're like way up high.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you
know I've seen it on TV. It looks fun but dangerous. I would try that, but I don't like things like that, so I probably wouldn't.
I would,
especially
like,
if I had $30 million.
I'd go skydiving and do all that crazy stuff.
I think I'd wrap myself in bubble wrap and just be like, wow. I'd be a germaphobe.
What about seriously, what would you really do with it, though?
All right. $30 million?
Because you could do a lot of stuff with that.
I'd buy a bunch of property. I'd make sure my family
was where still. At though?
Where at? All over the world.
No, first place.
First place, Halifax. This would be my like my summer spot.
Halifax would be your summer spot?
Yeah. I like the summers here.
Alright.
I'd go to like Miami, I'd switch every year or something like that. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, as you can tell. I'd buy a bunch of homes and just, you know, start my own business, various businesses, hire people that I like knew and loved to work for me. And
if I had $30 million, everybody close
Lash,
to me.
Lash, what up? Said.
Hey, Lash.
Hey, buddy.
Well, yeah, Becky, what were you saying?
I said if I had $30 million, everybody close to me that I love would be set for life. I'd take care of them forever. That's probably what I would do with $30 million.
Okay, so let's add more to the question. How would you address the situations? How would you use that $30 million to address the situations in the city that you guys see wrong?
I would actually, since I'm very involved in youth groups and youth organizations in the city, I would first of all have enough money to fund my original idea, Relax Halifax. So if I had $30 million right now, that would be going down this summer. But anyway. But I'm not sure. I would definitely give back to my my friendship center, my youth center. Like my youth center, we're in debt a little bit right now. I'd definitely pay off whatever debt we're in right now. And that's just off the top of my head.
I'm anxious to hear what Lash, you close to a mic?
Oh yeah, man, I'm good. And by the way, Glenn, man, that jack does work, man. So I got you dirty, I think, just now. So, but anyway,
I'm anxious to hear what Lash.
Oh, you know,
me
Lash,
and you have this conversation a lot, right?
So, yeah, so
I'm anxious
I mean,
to hear what you
man,
would do.
I got $30 million. Of course, I got to take care of home and the family. But I mean, I got to invest back in the community, man. Like, first thing I'm doing, there's so much land out in the community that's not being utilized, whether it's privately owned, government owned, or what have you. And I just feel like there's so many opportunities in the Preston area that could be developed. I mean, we have so much beautiful lakes, so much beautiful trees. We could have a park out there. We could have really anything. And that's something that I would do. And also, we talk about different facilities in the community that aren't being utilized. I already put them on blast a couple times. I ain't going to do that again right now. But you know what I mean? I try to invest some money into those so that they can be run properly, so to speak. And that's pretty much it right off the top. I mean, yeah, right off the top, of course, I'm taking a vacation and I'm buying a couple of things for myself and setting the family up. But, I mean, after that, it's going back into the community, both in a way that can benefit my community. And, of course, I got to have a business opportunity to make sure that my money doesn't get blown, because we've seen people in the community get millions, not $30 million. But I mean, there's been a couple different millionaires in the last 15 years in the Preston area that don't got nothing left really to show for it. So, and I wouldn't be one of them. Believe that.
Yeah, for real. I'm surprised that you didn't say you would try to strong arm the city into getting that stadium.
Yeah, but $30 million ain't enough.
Man, like, no, you know man, I mean? But you can lobby that $30 million.
Yeah, if I got $30 million,
all you need to do is team up with a few more developers, and then you're just gonna go to the MLA or just go right to Daryl Dexter, because he. He'll hear you if you got money. You're like, man, listen, Daryl, this is what's going on, Daryl, okay? We need a stadium here. Like, I was thinking about this on the way to the rail station, because I'm driving past the Commons. I'm like, yeah, okay, we got a place. Everyone's talking about how good of a city Halifax is to have a concert. It is for 2 months until it gets cold again,
yeah.
And then there's nowhere to have a concert.
Exactly.
Why? You know what I mean? So if we had a stadium, it could be a good place to have a concert all year round. Instead of 2 months, we can get 12 months or even 4 months, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However
yeah.
way it is.
I
and
fear
with,
that.
With that $30 million, you could lobby someone to do something about that.
Well, yeah, of course. But, I mean, that's all part of the business opportunities when you talk about it, right? Because, I mean, I can't say right now I'm going to take that $30 million and go put that towards a stadium, because, you know, I got to have other large corporate organizations behind me, because to build a decent stadium from scratch,
oh yeah, you
it's,
need...
it's costing you $300 million at a minimum.
Oh, yeah, for
you know
sure.
what I mean? So you got to get, you know, you got to lobby the people, lobby the community, and make people understand how important it is to have this. Because, I mean, not only you can't just build a stadium. Like I said, there got to be something that come with it. Even the city said this themselves a few years ago, that they would be interested in building a stadium if there was a CFL franchise or another major sports franchise that would be involved in the ongoing use of the stadium. They don't just want to build it and hope that we're going to get a concert every month. You know what I mean? They want to have something that's ongoing in there on I would say, at least a weekly basis, and major events on a weekly basis, you know? So, but, I mean, of course, once you've got money, that will allow you some leverage in circles with other people with money, so you can lobby the community in that way and lobby the business community. But, like I said, I got to take care of home first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if what if we just had a big concert every other month, though? Like, that would fund that. Like, I mean, I'm sure they're making a few pennies off of these two concerts this summer. You know what I mean? Paul McCartney and Kiss. Like, how much money do you say is going to gross off of this, off those two concerts alone?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of money because, man, last I heard, them Paul McCartney tickets was $115 a piece, and there was $50,000, so you do the math on that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, 100 times 50, that's, you know what I mean? That's $5 million right off the top, so.
Okay, so you mean $5 million every other month is shabby, man?
It's not shabby at all, but you got to look at it when you're paying $300 million.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's going to take years to pay that off, so you can't just have a concert every month or every other. And obviously, every concert's not going to generate that kind of revenue, too. So, I mean, you got to have stuff in there. You got to have stuff in there 2 or 3 days a week to be able to justify that cost to the city. And like I said, in a way, I kind of understand why the city shied away from it. But I also feel like they didn't look at the long-term economic opportunities of doing certain things. Because obviously, when people come into the city, that's just the gross rate off the concert. But you know that they're putting money into restaurants and into hotels and into transit and into taxis and whatever they need while they're here. So, I mean, that's more tax revenue always, right? So, I mean.
But there's also things like Canada Games and the Commonwealth Games and things like that.
Exactly. And that's why I felt that the Commonwealth Games, regardless of the cost of it, it would have been a good investment because that would have set up facilities that would have been here for the next 25 years. That would have been, you know, quote-unquote state-of-the-art for the next 25 years before they required any major upgrades. And over that 25 years, I know for a fact that they would have been able to turn a major profit. But a lot of times government and people in general are a bit more short-sighted in that. They don't see the long-term benefits, right? So, I mean, I can understand how someone can say this is a short-term cost. But then when you break down the numbers, if people actually thought about breaking down the numbers, because, yeah, we talk about stuff like $1 billion. $1 billion is a lot to every single person in this world. But, I mean, when you think about it in the context of the province of Nova Scotia or even the Halifax Regional Municipality, that only breaks down to $1,000 per person per year, which when you look at it like that, it's not so much of a large number. You know what I mean?
True.
And that's something that's easily, I guess, recouped with when you have something ongoing with ongoing events, sporting events, concert events,
and just
general stuff. Like, I mean, you got a large scale stadium, you can have, you know, large scale flea markets and stuff, or large scale, you know, like large companies. Let me think, for example, I can't even think of a company right now off the top of my head, but, you know, large scale job fairs in there, large scale, you know, when people are bringing major factories, they can do their job fairs in there and stuff like that, right? So it's always something that can be done with a facility of that nature, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as far as sports teams and franchises go, the CFL came here a few times, didn't they? And I'm sure they sold out the Husky Center like nothing.
Well, what happened was they, because the Husky Stadium holds, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 regular, and they tripled that capacity by bringing in bleachers and bringing in stuff, and they still sold out quickly.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they had 12,000 people in the Husky Stadium, and people still needed tickets. You know what I mean?
So
I mean, if you put a 20,000 seat stadium in here, that's something that can be, I think in a city this size, and especially because, and another thing too, we have to look at it. It's not just the city. This is the biggest major city east of Quebec. So I mean, to put something like that in Halifax, you're not just doing it for Halifax. You're not even just doing it for Nova Scotia. You're really doing it for the whole region. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And in this region, there's, you know, you talk Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI, and even Newfoundland. You're talking about, you know, 2.5 to 3 million people. So that's, you know, that's a large scale numbers that you can work with to get, you know, financial gain from projects like that.
And I think if we had a stadium that'll hold that money, we'd be able to talk like seriously with a franchise such as the CFL or even the NHL for that matter, or anyone like that.
Exactly.
Like they said, if you build it, they will come.
And that's true.
So like that would, because like really we can't really interest no one, because no one wants to come here with no stadium.
Exactly, and then
like that, they're definitely not going to come here with no stadium.
Exactly, because they know that they're going to have to put some of their franchise money into that, which is what always happens anyway. But they want to know that if they're getting in, what's in it for them too, right? They want to know that they're coming into something that's going to be lucrative.
Concrete, exactly.
You know, and on that same note, while we're talking about stadiums in general, I do think like part of the, I guess, issue of what we currently have as far as venues is that, like, we do have quite a few venues, but they're all just too small. We need one large venue, and even, like, the Halifax Forum, and I don't want to, you know, try and, you know, talk down about nobody or how anybody did anything before, because, like I said, I wasn't around, but the Halifax Forum, to me, isn't built right because they have three separate areas that all hold, I think, 4,000 people. So why wouldn't that have been built, or why can't that be redone to house a lot of people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, that would help revitalize that area of the city because, you know, that's area of the city's been seeing some economic downturn and different things like that for the last, you know, I would say the last 15-plus years, because I know when I was young or younger, you know, that there was a lot more happening up in I don't know if that's considered north end or northwestern area, whatever you want to call it. But that area of the city has been seeing some economic downturn. I think to do something like that, for example, to restructure the forum where the forum could hold those kind of events, then that would bring some more economic prosperity just to that area of the city as well. So I've been talking for a while,
cool,
man.
Though.
I don't want to hog up all the mic time. What's good though, everybody, man? What's up with the 30 million? How is anybody who didn't get to chime in on the weekend? My weekend was good, but it was tiring. That's all I got to say about that right now. And
things
are, you know.
Yeah, last week we had a brief little combo, so we gonna go to a track and we're gonna come back and then let everyone chime in because we was talking for a good minute. So
sure,
Youth Now Radio, stay tuned.
When a boy finds the girl he loves.
Yeah.
And in his mind, some of the things he wants to do for that girl are almost impossible.
Quality?
You see, girl, I've never been in love before. But God knows, I truly...
I know there's a first time for everything. First time I let her in my bed, she got wetter than the perfect storm that we weathering together. And this the first time that I ever considered wedding rings. But first things first, yo, met her at the bar, rolling with three wise men like I followed the star. And there she is, shorty bi-coastal, thick like bifocals, stacked like Tupac vocals, her body so local. Jeweler than now, so I'm romancing the stone. The rhythm is in the words, to watch her dance to my poems. The way she moved them hips, let me know in advance that she grown. I pictured it like Paris Hilton when she answered the phone, yo. Dancing alone cause she extra fly, but I got a good look so I catch your eye. Gave the rest a try, don't give the best a try. Leave your nest to fly, make you testify. Damn, baby, I know we got some haters that
I don't care what people say, as long as you and me okay. Cause I've never been in love before.
See, I used to be a player and
all of this is new to me. And this ain't what I'm used to see. Cause I've never been in love before.
Back to the kid like this was home base or a marathon. I let you set your own pace, your own space in the beautiful struggle. Now baby, tell me what's gonna take the proof that I love you. When I'm gone, you'll be missing me too. And let me know that my prayers is the music I'll be listening to. Don't get it confused, I'm trying to get religious with you. I never thought I'd feel like this. It's like a miracle. You stole my heart like a crook in love, crossing the bridge to the Brooklyn love. When I look above, it's clear skies that surrounding my earth. Your love is drugs and I'm down to serve. Let's deal with it, yo. Go to the spot and you still get it low. I get excited fast, but still love to hit it slow. Till your walls come tumbling down like Jericho. And you hear the sound of stereo, here we go.
Listen, girl. Every time I think I've got my thing up top,
yeah,
there's always something wrong.
Let's go.
Hey, baby.
I know we got some haters that
I don't care what people say, as long as you and me okay. Cause I've never been in love before.
So I had to write a song. Used to be the guy that always made him cry when I'm gone. Always
always kept it stable and would never spend a night alone. No cable or no hardline phone. Why? I'm never home, scared of commitment, ready to forever roam. Your warlike sister soldier and she's welcome to my terror dome. Headstrong, our connection proved them haters dead wrong. For now to RIP, perceive my name upon a headstone. Leave a beef for 5 minutes, dudes try to dive in it. First they wanna spit on my name and tarnish my image. I tell them, do you, I don't care who she's speaking with, cause I already know she made it clear who she leaving with. Yeah, and it feels so beautiful. Put it in the rhyme cause it feels so musical. Plus you ain't a coopy hoe, sitting in the studio. Before we do this though, there's something that you should know. I know we got some haters and
I don't care what people say, as long as you and me okay. Cause I've never been in love before.
See, I used to be a player and
all of this is new to me. And this ain't what I'm used to see. Cause I've never been in love before.
I know we got some haters and
I don't care what people say, as long as you and me okay. Cause I've never been in love before.
I used to be a player and
all of this is new to me. And this ain't what I'm used to see. Cause I've never been in love before.
I know we got some haters and
I don't care what people say, as long as you and me okay. Cause I've never been in love before.
See, I used to be a player and
all of this is new to me. And this ain't what I'm used to see. Cause I've never been in love before.
So yeah, we back. Cap K, I'm interested to hear what you. I'm sure you got some ideas on what you would do with 30 mil.
30 mil.
30 mil. What would you do with 30? That was the question of the day. Glenn posed the question. What would you do with 30 mil? So I'm anxious to hear what would you do with your 30 mil. $30 million.
Million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, man, you'd be caked out.
Would you? Well, I know for sure I wouldn't go broke. I'll do something, as soon as I get it, I'll do some strong investments. You know what I mean? Invest in like 10 apartment buildings. You know what I mean? Open up a little store. Seriously.
What kind of store would you open?
I would just buy Walmart.
You would? I don't think 30 mil would buy Walmart though, man.
Yeah.
No, man, 30 mil wouldn't buy. 30 mil wouldn't even come close to buying Walmart.
I mean a store.
Oh, you would just try to buy into Walmart. You could just get your own franchise. Walmart.
Yeah,
do they do that? Do Walmart franchise like that? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think all the Walmarts are corporate run, but I mean, I'm sure you could buy something that's currently Walmart and just change the name to Cap K. You know what I mean?
Capital K. But no. Yeah, I would do some strong investments, and like Mara said, I would invest and do some things in the community too, right? So we can make that much better, bring some more people out there, so we can generate some more money. And $30 million is a lot of money, man.
It is. Nephew, what would you do with 30 mil?
Yes, the first thing I'm doing, I'm going and buying a 2010 Mustang. That's
Well, you know, no question, right?
First things first.
Hold on, though. While you said that, I want to do something that you might never... I want to say something that might never come out of my mouth again. Shout out to Ford, the only American company not going out of business. Straight up. As much as I don't drive the vehicles, shout out to Ford, man.
Yeah, really, though. They're not...
GM ain't going out of business.
Yeah? You never heard about GM. First of all, they took a bunch of money from the government. Yeah. Then they sold half their company off... Oh, yeah, man, GM. And then they laid off a lot of... Yeah, GM's hurting right now,
and then
man.
And then still going out of business, man.
You think they're still going to go?
No, I don't think they will, because they keep talking about how they're coming back strong, but...
They are going to come back strong, because, like, really, that's what they should do anyway, because...
They should have did that a long time
Saab
ago.
Saab was dead weight. Saturn, dead weight. Hummer, dead weight, because, really, who buys a Hummer? Nobody.
Seriously.
And what was the other one that they sold? It was Hummer, Saab...
Pontiac.
And Pontiac. Yeah, and who buys a Pontiac? No one.
Yeah.
How many people you know buy a Pontiac besides a Sunfire? Seriously, and they don't really count.
Seriously, Sunfire is the only Pontiac.
Because people buy Sunfires because it's all default. Man, listen, I got X amount of dollars. I gotta buy a Sunfire.
Exactly. So all right, let's get back to nephew though. I just had to show those Ford very quick.
Yeah, no, I get the Mustang right off the rip. Then
what color would it be though?
Me, I want that candy red, man.
Candy red.
Candy red. Yeah. And then what would I do?
You'll buy a house.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even do that, man. I would go home and build another hall, because the one we got now ain't doing nothing for me.
No.
So those are the two things I would do.
I didn't want to put them on blast, no, but
You can't avoid it, man. There's too many people from the same area. Someone got to do it, man.
Yeah, man. I got to do that. That's pretty much it, man. I think then I just go crazy on Jordans and stuff like that. Put a couple in the bank, sit on it for a little bit. That's pretty much it.
Wow. What would I do with 30 mil? My car collection would be outrageous. Because the first thing, I don't even know what the first car I would buy. The first car I would buy with 30 mil.
A Maybach.
No, it wouldn't even be a Maybach because I like Phantoms better.
True.
I'd have a Phantom. I'd have a Lambo, Murcielago. And then I had, this is where we get interesting. I would have like a 69 Charger, like numbers matching, like at Bear Jackson, right? You pay like $1 million for. I'd have that and not drive it. But then I would buy another 69 Charger and then drop like a big old Hemi in it with 5-speed poly track and all that stuff and drive the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I would do that. And then I'd have a range for a truck. You got to have a range, right? Yeah. And then a few bikes, a couple toys, you know, four-wheelers and whatnot.
Yeah, those are fun.
And then, like, I was strong because I was telling Mars.
What you got to do with the other 28 mil, though?
It's okay. I'm gonna set a few people up, you know what I mean? A few family members and close friends. They're going to be set for life, like the game, set for life for sure. But then, Mars, though, I forgot one thing that we never mentioned earlier when I said about lobbying that 30 mil. We forgot about the bank. Because if you go to the bank with a strong business plan and a couple mil, chances are they're going to back you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And if your credits have decent, they definitely backing you.
Man, with 30 mil, you don't need credit.
That's true, too. And with 30 mil, you really don't need credit.
I got 30 million.
Exactly. I got 30. I'm rich, bitch. I don't need credit.
What was I going to say? The most important thing, though, I think whenever you're talking about getting money and I like to say this to anybody in any situation, and we kind of had this conversation, man, you got to have your head right or the money ain't going to do nothing for you. It's going to blow it no matter how much you have. You might think you got $30 million, but look at people like Mike Tyson, MC Hammer, like all these celebrities that you hear just going bankrupt, and they had so much money that it was really like you can't even imagine in your head how they could go bankrupt.
Yeah.
And like I said, we got people from the community that had $1 and $2 million and are broke. And really don't even got nothing to show for it. I ain't going to put them on blast by saying their name on the radio, but everyone from the community knows who they are. You know what I mean? So, like...
And they all say the same thing when they see them. Like, man, man.
And what happened? Seriously, what happened? You know? So, I mean, you always got to have your head in the game, you know? And I, like I say, for me personally, I think that you should be doing positive things. Some people ain't going to do positive things. They're going to get wild and do whatever they feel like because they think they got enough money to buy them out of trouble or whatever. But, I mean, you got to have your head in the game, be focused, and always just know where you plan to go with, you know, have a plan for that money. Like, don't just think, I got money now, I'm set, because that's not how it's going to work out. You are set, but you have to know how you're set and make a plan for how you're set. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah. If I had $30 million, I'd go back to Lebanon, you know, meet my family that I haven't seen in years, help out the community, you know, third world, you know, and, you know, help out the community in Halifax, too.
Yo, did you introduce yourself? Thing.
Yeah, man.
What?
You missed it. You was too busy running around panicking.
All right, sorry about that. Keep going.
Yeah. I'd invest a lot of money into the arts and into sports and stuff because I think that's important, man. Like,
oh yeah, I would have.
I feel that
for sure. I would have a studio first things first, and I'd also have an AAU team, man, Amateur Athletic Union. That's what I'm gonna when we go to Edmonton, I'm gonna look into that too because I want to start an AAU team because there's a lot of talent down here and they don't really get to be exposed to other. I don't know, to
really
other,
anything, even
exactly.
even on a minor league level,
or a minor league
level.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not in school or playing university, you know what I mean? There's not that many leagues for anything except hockey.
Even still, if you're good and you're playing university. And
there should be somewhere
here,
for you to go.
You're not going to go anywhere.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
There should be somewhere where you can go play whatever sport it is and be able to
get exposure
and make a reasonable living off it.
Exactly. Because a lot of people sell themselves short. Like, there's, like, I don't know. We're not going to say any names around here. But, yeah, there's people who are, like, astronomical basketball players, and they go to a local school when they got big-time schools in the States beg them to come.
Yeah.
And, like, we're like, why would you sell yourself short for that? So I want to, like, start an amateur athletic union team so we could travel to the States and play in those tournaments and get that same exposure. You know what I mean? So you wouldn't have to move away to get exposure. You can just play here and rep your own city and rep where you're from, and also be a good chance to keep the kids out of trouble, because if on an amateur athletic team, you're going to have to play, take it real serious. So if we were to have a team, through it, like, practicing would be, like, at least three nights a week, and it would be at least 2 hours long.
And just another thing too, like, having that exposure really lets you see what level you're really on.
Exactly.
If you really think you're the greatest ball player, and then you just go somewhere and get exposed, then you got to go
exactly.
back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board.
Shout out to the female LeBron James, my sister. She's in Chicago right now playing ball for the Canada Games, holding it down for Nova Scotia. You know what I mean? The female LeBron James. Remember that. Number 23.
You heard.
Heard it here first.
Hey, did you guys hear about that university kid who dunked on LeBron James at one of his
that didn't
summer
really
camps?
Yeah, man, that happened, man. That's why they confiscated
really
the video. I believe it, man. Everyone gets crowned once in a while,
man. Yeah, I got crowned.
Jordan got dunked on a couple times. Kobe gets crowned. Man, everybody gets it at least once.
Okay, so wind it on YouTube.
Dunking on me.
It ain't on YouTube because they confiscated the video.
I read it, man.
The word on the street is LeBron's people confiscated the video immediately, and it's not going nowhere. That's the word on the street, man. That LeBron's people, like, someone was taping, and LeBron got crowned, and LeBron's people see it happen. They seen the people with the camera, and they just took the camera.
They paid them off for the footage.
They just bogarted the camera, and that's her, man.
No, it's not true. They ain't got the truth.
Man, listen, anyone can get crowned, man. See, if Nate Robinson can get Yao Ming, anyone can get it at any time by anybody who can dunk.
If you can't give me some proof of this happening, then I can't say that it happened.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Man, that's true.
The guy said it himself. I believe him.
Really. LeBron said it?
No, not LeBron. The other fella. LeBron's remaining silent. If LeBron's pleading the fifth and Buddy saying he got him, then Buddy got him because LeBron would be saying, no, he didn't get me.
All right. So right now we're going to get to the PSAs, and then we're going to come at you two times with a double fabulous play.
Take that.
And then we're going to be back with more combo with the Youth Now Collective right here on 88.1 CKDU.
And don't forget the word, aye.
All right, this is Becky with your PSAs. If you or someone you know is looking for an inspiring summer adventure, the Nova Scotia Sea School offers sailing expeditions in July and August for adults and youth ages 11 to 18. No sailing experience is necessary. You will live aboard a 30-foot traditional wooden boat and explore the beautiful coast of Nova Scotia. Trips begin and end in Lunenburg. Bursary support may be available. For more information, please contact 423-7284. Check out their website at www.cschool.org or drop by their office on Gottesgen Street. Join us Sunday, September 27th for the 2009 Scotia Bank AIDS Walk for Life in support of people living with HIV/AIDS in Nova Scotia. Contact Laura Toole at 425-4882 at extension 228 or email walk@acns.ns.ca to register. And then the Canadian Institute of the Blind is seeking volunteers to join our team. Several key positions are available, including office assistant and customer satisfaction survey caller. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer with CNIB and helping with the vision problems, please contact Mark McIntosh. Phone number 453 1480 extension 226 or email mark.mcintosh@cnib.ca. Yeah, and those were your PSAs for the day.
All right, we're going to get into two new joints from Fabulous. They are awesome. So, actually, both of them have Ryan Leslie on them. They're really dope.
All less low, so we do it like, hey, yeah, so all less, just rock with me now, yeah. Next selection, same shit, different day, just ride through the city looking pretty as the usual.
This is what I do.
Hit the same old thing, got the name on the chain just to let them know who's
who. In case you ain't know so.
And they know I'm over here, so they come and find me right after they lose
what
you.
What took y'all so long?
For you niggas in the way, we can let the gun say, excuse you.
On you lanes.
At the end of the day, we just trying to find a way, and I might be a come up.
Nice.
Baby, you can hit your ride, but you gotta know how to do more than keep a thumb
you
up.
You ride stick, girl.
It's so incredible that it ain't edible, but they know the cake's real.
It's very dumb, man.
Yo, I couldn't even say. Ask these other silicone niggas how I'll be a fake feel.
Yeah, every day is my day. I'ma do it my way every day. Yeah, everything about me, what they love about me, everything.
Tell them that we in this bitch like an unborn baby.
Hey.
See, we be everywhere, and they ain't never there. Couldn't tell you where they be.
Where you at, baby?
And you already know, you ain't gotta ask me. You can see that everything is up.
What's up, son?
And I'm so about my money, you ain't talking about no money. You ain't even gotta bring it up,
huh?
And I hope you don't think we give a sugar honey iced tea or a middle finger up. I just stay sucker free, leave them lanes where they be, and I let my chips pringle up.
That means stack.
Everybody calm down, there's enough to go around. You just gotta say how much you
talk
want.
Talk to me.
Don't know what you looking for, less is a problem. I promise this ain't what you want, nigga.
Yeah, every day is my day, I'ma do it my way every day. Yeah, everything about me, what they love about me, everything. Yeah, everywhere that I be, feel VIP, baby.
Shoes by Gucci, bag by Louis, the hatin' to be by you,
hater.
And I appreciate the love, thank the man above, cause a nigga feels so blessed,
thank God.
Yeah, and I ain't gon' stop, better get them Red Bulls, I won't get these haters no rest.
Yeah, every day is my day, I'ma do it my way, every day. Yeah, everything about me, what they love about me, everything. Yeah, everywhere that I be, feel VIP, baby.
Yes, hella facts. This is your boy Nephew, aka Young Diz, aka the Weatherman. And I'm just gonna read off your weather real quick. Tonight we have it's gonna be 13 degrees, and it looks like a little 40% chance of thunder showers, I think it is. Tuesday we have a high of 22. Wednesday, we have a high of 21 and a low of 12. Thursday, we have a high of 20 and a low of 11. And on Friday, we have a high of 20, a low of 15. Saturday, a high of 23 and a low of 15. And Sunday, we have a high of 23 and a low of 15. And that is your weekly weather.
So, yes, that was the weather. Man, nephew, weather boy. So, Kenny, did you say what you would do with your 30 mil?
What would Kenny do? I want to know. Nice
glasses. These are Becky's glasses, actually. I won't take credit for them. But if I had $30 million, I would take the first 2 mil, spend that on my wedding. I'd go traveling. I'd go to Miami. Then I'd go to New York and hope I returned. And I'd buy a boat, to tell you the truth. I would buy a boat. I wouldn't even buy it. I'd buy a car, but I'd only spend like 20 grand on a car. I'd buy a boat, a big boat, man. We'd have parties on my boat.
Be there too, right?
We'd make sure the boat left by the time Becky was arriving. Like I said, I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I said, we're leaving in 10.
Yeah.
We'd be having our barbecues on the boat and stuff, man. We'd have some good times.
Hold on. Did you say wedding, though?
Yeah,
man.
$2 million on a wedding.
$2 million on a wedding.
I pull out the...
No, okay,
yeah,
man.
But then again, Jay-Z didn't have the potential for $30 million to spend on the wedding.
Who would you be marrying,
I'm telling you,
who
Ken.
I'd be marrying.
No, don't even go on blast like that, Ken. No. Don't go there.
What are you guys talking about?
But what I was just going to say, though, Ken, you don't need that kind of money, man. Like,
what
you can take...
Say?
Like, I've been at weddings at resorts in, like, the Caribbean and stuff, man, and you can take people with you and spend 50 grand. You can spend 50 grand and take people with you and have a great wedding.
That'd be quite the wedding, though. $2 million?
$2 million
wow.
On a wedding,
$2 million,
could you
man?
Even
I'd have
spend
a cake,
$2 million?
I'd have a cake big enough to feed the homeless kids in Africa. I could invite all them to the wedding.
Well, hey, whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever floats your boat, man.
If you want to be broke next week, that's the way to go.
Well,
yeah, seriously.
My girlfriend's worth a $2 million wedding, just so you guys know. Pull out the matching wedding bands, find the biggest rock I could find that'll fit into a ring.
All right, Kobe.
Yes,
I'm
I would.
Bloke.
I would take my luxury plane to Africa for that. And
so,
I'd get Case to drive the boat over so I could have the return trip.
Yeah.
Fam.
And I could do that because I can drive anything that moves.
No.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
ain't
got a license for it, but I can drive it. If it can move, I can drive it.
All right.
That's
my 30
Marsh.
Million.
Yo.
The rest
there were
the
some new trades. Did we talk about the trades yet?
What trades? In what sports?
In the basketball.
No, man. I've been out the loop since my computer broke. Wasn't good.
Someone else went to... I forget.
Where,
I don't even know where I brought
Rasheed
it up.
Go to, man?
Yes, Rasheed.
Oh, yeah, Rasheed.
Rasheed's in Boston.
Rasheed's on Boston,
no,
man. Yeah, and nobody left.
Rasheed's on Boston.
Jeez.
And,
yeah, I just my team
and
right.
Ron Artest on the Lakers.
That's big.
It's going to get ugly.
The Lakers are going to win again, man. I hate to say it.
They are, though.
Kobe and Ron Artest, man, they're going to be shedding people. Like, people ain't going to score. people just ain't going to score. Like, seriously, there's going to be two guards. There's going to be two guards next season who are going to average, like, 25, and they're going to come to play the Lakers. They're going to get, like, 8 points.
Okay, seriously. But just think about this, though. You know, you your points come from rebounds, right? A lot of your points, right?
Yeah.
And you got Jrue Ilgauskas, which he sucks. He's off and on, but he's good sometimes. And you got Shaq. Shaq's going to start. Ilgauskas is going to come off the bench. You know what I mean? Them guys are going to dominate with LeBron.
No, man. Shaq cannot start, man. Seriously, Shaq
he's
should be on the real. Shaq should have retired about 3 years ago.
Not
on
just,
the real.
Not just that, though. Not just that, though. That was a bad deal for the Cavs because they already got the fourth best center in the league anyway.
No.
Listen, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, he's not Shaquille O'Neal. But you got to remember, there ain't no good big men in the NBA. Zydrunas Ilgauskas has been top five pretty much since he's been in the league because there ain't no good fives.
Dwight Howard sucks, too.
Dwight Howard is the most dominant player since Shaq came into the league, first of all. So we can't hate on Dwight Howard.
Seriously.
First of all. Second of all, yes, Myers, Zydrunas Ilgauskas has been top 10. No, I would say top 5 because there really ain't top 10 good big men in the league.
I'll tell you, man, at the 5 spot, there ain't, no group
really,
players. I mean,
this is what you got at the 5 spot. Let's count them over right now, Marsh. At the 5 spot, you got Elzrunas. You got Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, Paul Gasol. Yao Ming, Shaq,
Yao
Ming, and Dwight Howard. Yao Ming's done.
Yao Ming.
And Tim Duncan and Paul Gasol both double at the 4, so I wasn't really counting them.
True.
So.
But, and really, Lala Ming, he don't suck, but he could be, he should be, he should lead the league in rebounding and block shots.
Like Yao Ming, 7'5". Yeah, I was just going to say Yao Ming, he doesn't live up to his size, but a lot of players get into the league just because they're 7'6". And I mean, honestly, I don't want to say he's one of them because he is a good basketball player.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
You know what I mean?
He can shoot free throws.
Yeah, that's one thing, right? Because you know big men can't shoot foul shots.
And foul shots win games. Seriously, kids out there playing basketball. Defense and free throws win championships.
Seriously. Cause when it gets down to that crunch time and you're playing the foul game.
It ain't no fun losing by 10 points and you went 2-for-20 from the foul line.
Exactly.
Because there's the game and more right there, I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Foul shooting and defense wins games and championships.
Yep.
And that's what I'm going to instill in my AAU team coming to a hood near you. Seriously, telling you. I'm on air saying it. AAU, Amateur Athletic Union. Halifax / East Preston team in effect by 2012. I'm on record saying it. You heard.
2012.
Believe it.
Yep.
On your calendars.
So with that, we're going to go to another musical track, and we'll be back. Because I'm itching to play this song on the radio since I got the CD, and now I got the opportunity, so I'm playing it. So here's Jadakiss and Styles P. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes, it's not Drake.
No, it's not Drake.
Yeah, it is. Drake's on it, too. Don't lie. Hotness.
Yep. Cypher's in front of the Apollo was a shorty. Now I got a clip full of hollows in the 40. Louis Gucci's. Every now and then, Maurice. I take too long to come back. Send for me. Know how to work it. Big things pop on the underground circuit. Maintain till it surfaced the nerve of these peasants. Treat a rap budget like a bird high stretching. Think they get the message. Waters, Dutchies, lot of herbs in the session. So called tough guys. Herbs with aggression. Put your thoughts all over the curb. With the Wesson, what used to be superb. Now it's depressing. Negative energy generated from the snakes. And the centipedes, you will remember me. I just get the storm started. Cold-blooded, warm-hearted. Either way, you on target. Move to the side. Like the lane merge. The guns like fried rice. Who want their brain stirred? Into the limelight. Lemon drop top. Off a crime life. Always see the crew in the hindsight. Yeah, American sedan. The shooters got Berettas in their hands. This is mafia. Veterans are playing. Word to the tape on the brick. This is raw. I'm in the 4x4. +8 in the clip. Hustling Harry Potter. Shaking the brick. Ice in the bracelet. Give the Matrix a glitch. And my car's like a spaceship. Got gold in my night check. Jordan's got ice in the laces. Pants got a gun where the waist is. It's basic. Shirt smell like earth smoke. Chirp, yo. Chirp back. Let me know. Who getting murked, though? Yeah, we getting money, nigga. Who getting worked, though? And I got the kush, nigga. I got the purple moose squares. Cause we got a hole on a circle. Kill you or hurt you. Whatever's the virtue. Beat you like your parents when you breaking your curtain. Yeah, homie, live life to the death. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. It's just money. It don't matter if it's cash or check. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. Big houses, cars, and jewels that's wet. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. To the family, friends, whole life is set. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. One more step. Yo, living my life. What's left of it? Don't try to go to jail, but if you do, make the best of it. If you crash into a bullet, then it ain't no estimate. Some money back guarantee, my nigga. Death's a definite. This is audio crack. Guess who's chefing it? Jadakiss and SP. Do this effortless. Gunplay make you do whatever. Sunset. The Lord send you a flight. The ticket is one way. Put that work in when you young, you get power. Money don't match the run and it gets sour. Still, rep the hood to the death. A promise is only good if it's kept. Niggas will kill you for less. Silence is golden. Go ahead, keep dozing. The window of opportunity keeps closing. We gon' see if you really a clutch baller. A cell is small, but a casket is much smaller. Burn out 30 of set shit. 60 of key shit. That street shit. Jada and P shit. Lambos, hoopties. Shooters and groupies. Montclair, D-Square. Amelia Bucci. Long trips. Short trips. Making me nauseous.
cautious. Course shit. Gave them jewels money for Porsches. Made a couple mil for the small shit. We rap and keep raw, so we on some street law. Form shit. Walls still spin. Upgraded the floor flip. Ain't touch it. Ain't see it. Ain't hear about it. If it's money gone, believe we gon' care about it. Send some niggas to your crib. Take the air about it. Leave some blood up in it. Listen, fam. The lamb's the color of toast. Eats like butter in it. No hammers in the club. Box cutter in it. Long money and big checks. You popped in the chest face. Wig neck. Straight pants. Sick tech. Play the game. Get a plane if you shipwreck. Learn from the best if you ain't learned shit yet. Yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah. Homie, live life to the death. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. It's just money. It don't matter if it's cash or check. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. Big houses, cars, and jewels that's wet. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. To the family, friends, whole life is set. We gon' make it to the top. Just one more step. One more step.
Yeah, 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 we back, Youth Now Radio, right here on 88.1 CKVU. That was Styles P and Jada with One More Step. That's my jam. I got a few jams on there, but I figured I'd play that just, you know, because I want to. So, Capital K, how you feel about that jam?
Man, that
jam's
the jam.
It is the jam, ain't it?
It's the jam.
So, while the song was playing, me and my co-host, I was going to say Michael, because I'm his co-host.
Aha!
So, yeah, we were talking about Antonio Gotti and Steve McNair. For those who don't know, Antonio Gotti was the Canadian boxing champion, heavyweight, I think. And recently he was just found dead in his hotel room in Brazil. And Steve McNair is, he won a Super Bowl with Titans, didn't he?
I believe so, yeah.
Super Bowl winning quarterback with the Titans was also found dead in a Tennessee loft or penthouse or condo type thing. Also dead. And the reason they both have in common is that authorities suspect that the women in their lives killed them both. They thought that Antonio Gotti's wife strangled him while he was sleeping. And
There was a lot of blood.
Yeah. And
a lot of blood.
Steve McNair was separated, so I guess you could say his estranged girlfriend, so to speak, shot him up and then shot herself a couple weeks ago. No. So, yeah. We want to pose the question to guys. I want to know, how do guys feel about these men being murked or offed by their significant others? So well, if you got a crazy woman who's capable of doing that, we should call in and let us know. 494-2487.
We won't give your real name out.
Can I speak on this for a minute?
Yes,
though?
Marsh.
Because of this specific case,
Marsh,
like,
and I want you to chime in with your professional psychology angle on it as well.
You want the psychology angle? Because see, I don't really got a psychology angle from everything I've been reading, there's no indication that the girl was crazy or whatever you want to call it, right? There was no indication that something like that would happen.
But they were saying that...
But what I'm thinking, because Steve McNair, right, he was married.
Right.
And
he
had his children.
Exactly.
And, here's what I think happened from my point of view from everything I've been reading. Steve McNair was telling this girl he was going to leave his wife and be with her. They're saying that there's no divorce proceedings filed anywhere yet or nothing like that. And his wife or anyone in the family hasn't said that Steve McNair was estranged from his wife. So what I'm thinking happened is Steve McNair had his girlfriend on the side. I'm going to call her like I see it. Steve McNair had his girlfriend on the side. She found out that he probably wasn't going to really divorce his wife or that the situation wasn't as over with as he might have made it out to be. And then, you know, hit the fan from there, right? You know?
So, Mara, what do you feel about that? Like, do you, like...
Well, I think...
Like, a girl, like, okay, someone is that hurt to the point where they're going to off the person and then off themselves, man.
Well, I just think, man, a lot of people have some deep feelings. And a personal issue with a friend of mine who, he found out his girlfriend was cheating on him and he killed himself. You know what I mean? And like a lot of, I don't think anyone in here would know him because he was a coworker of mine a few years back. And so he found out that the girl he was with. So I mean, some people are in a place in their life and you might not know what place they are at in their life. And maybe they feel like that's all they got. You know what I mean? So when they feel like that's all they got, and then they feel like they don't got that anymore, and then life's not worth living. You know what I mean? And I mean, in this particular case, if she feels like he's the one who put her into that place, he got to go too. That's, you know, that might be how she feels in her heart and in her head. So, you know, I mean, that's all I can really say about that. Because like I said, as far as everything from the outside looking in, just from the news and everything, it everyone, her family is saying that they had no indication that she would do anything like that. And, you know, and his family is saying that, one, they didn't really know about the girlfriend. I know he's saying that his friends, he rented the condo with some of his friends, so I'm sure that probably a couple of his close friends might have knew, but, you know, there was nothing, didn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't, people really didn't know what was going on, really. Like, no one would have expected that to happen. So, I mean, that's all I can really say about that. But if you feel like your life is in a place where someone is supposed to be your salvation, so to speak, and then they're not, then, you know, that's how something like that can happen from my point of view anyway.
Love can make people do crazy things and, you know, not get in love as well.
True. Exactly. It's just that extreme emotion, man. You go from one extreme to the other, man. If you feel like I love this person so much and then, you know, then it just switches to, well, I hate this person so much because I love them and they hurt me so deeply. And then
it's so drastic. Like, nothing seems the same anymore. You know what I mean? Exactly. It happens so fast.
This show is turning into something different.
I'm not trying to tear up.
Because I don't think there are any girls around, so it's kind of different.
Yeah, I'm not trying to tear up.
You say there ain't any girls around. I counted a minimum of two.
Yeah, but they left, dude. They on a smoke break, so it's all testosterone in here now.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not all testosterone.
Yep. Yep. It's all Sylvester.
I'm in the wrong spot, man. I got to go to the library.
Oh, that's funny. I checked out. Joe sent me a link to some. Do you guys remember when Primo came here? DJ Premier.
Yeah, I missed it. I was very upset.
Right. Yeah, I know. I missed the show too, man. The pockets were real slim at that point in time.
Oh yeah.
Slim to the point where I didn't even have enough for the door fee, let alone to enjoy myself while I was in there.
I came too late, man. I miss Primo. I just started last week, so that's no good. I should have started coming earlier.
No,
he wasn't on the show, but he did a show here at
Peddler's. I think it was
at one of the local bars.
In that case, I should have got my fake ID earlier.
We don't say things like that on the air.
I'm just joking. It's bad.
Yeah, underage drinking is very, very bad.
Teen drinking is very bad.
Yes, and also illegal.
That's what Jaquan said.
Teen drinking is very, very bad.
We don't.
And drink responsibly, those adults. And also buying for minors is also illegal. Yeah. So those big brothers out there and cousins and stuff, and your first cousins and your little people that you know that are cool, but they want you to buy some liquor, just say no.
Think twice.
That's not going to happen.
I know it's not, but it's wishful thinking, though. I got to say it.
Oh, yeah.
I was just joking, right?
Yeah.
We all joking.
We joke, well, kind of joking, but we're really not joking. Because it really is.
You know how I feel about the drinking age? I took it there a couple weeks ago, and I'm not taking it there again. Once I get a roll going, that's her. So
we be on that all day.
Exactly.
All right. So
you know Don from
who's Don?
Don from the Soul Train fella.
Don Cornelius.
Don Cornelius.
Why you want to call me DC, man?
What were you saying, Glenn?
Did anybody watch the Michael Jackson memorial service?
I watched some of it.
Yeah.
That was a concert.
I missed it.
All right, so what is for those who have seen it, like what do you think about it?
Well, personally, I understand the reasoning why they would have such a public, I don't know, form of a farewell ceremony, so to speak, because he was such a public icon. Like you would almost have to do that because it's such a magnitude. But yeah. I understand how such people like Quincy Jones and other people declined their invitation because they wanted to keep it on a more intimate level with him, and I respect that too. But as well, people need to understand that the man had people loved Michael Jackson, like millions of people loved Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think it was all right. I think it was acceptable. Like every famous person should not have shouldn't have something at the Staples Center.
I think he should own that. He should be the only dude to have that.
Exactly. Like, it shouldn't be a fad that everyone who dies, I'm gonna have a concert on the way out. Like, that shouldn't be that. Like, for anyone else, it would be tacky. But for Michael Jackson, I think it's appropriate.
That's the only one it could happen for.
Exactly.
That won't happen again.
There were like more people outside wanting to get in than there were in the actual theater, which was kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, people, you know, I've heard stories from my family, and they were kind of like, they cried when he died, because they kind of grew up with that. That's
Michael Jackson raised a lot of people, man. The Jackson 5 and stuff. Rock With You is the for real. Rock With You.
Okay,
Rock With You is the jam. Billie Jean, the jam. Like, there's so many Michael Jackson songs.
Dirty Diana.
Smooth Criminal.
Man, listen, every Michael Jackson song is the jam to somebody. I was listening to some Michael Jackson last night, man.
But the thing is, though,
every song is off the hook, really.
But like, and the thing is, though, he, like, across generations, man, like, I'm 26. Glenn, you're 20.
Yes.
You know what I mean? My father's 52 or something. And we all got Michael Jackson jammed. We can be at a party, or everyone can be at a party for their own age demographic, and the same Mike Jack song come on, and everyone go crazy at every party because Mike Jack is just the man.
There's a Michael Jackson for every generation.
There really is a Mike Jack for every generation. Seriously, there really is.
And I don't think that another person will ever touch that. Like, I can't think of... He sold, like, almost, like, what was it?
400 like, or something million?
400 or 500 million. Like, that's unheard of.
P. Diddy made
Take that.
I mean, I said P. Diddy made Michael Jackson made P. Diddy believe in magic, he said.
Yeah, I heard that song. That the song The Game did. They did a video for it.
Yeah.
He talks. They did it the day of Michael's death.
I know. They did it right quick. And the video was on
the song
next
is great. That's the thing. Like, yeah, the song for something that was slapped together with that kind of speed. It was really good, man. That's a really good tribute song.
I think it's because they had real emotion towards what was going on. You know what I mean? That
exactly.
They could do it right away and still do it well.
Exactly.
It was just like a matter of phone calls, I'm assuming.
I'm going to play a track. It's not going to be a Michael Jackson song or nothing, but I'm going to play a track dedicated to those who are caught up in the struggle, so to speak, in the city and the listeners in Toronto and everyone basically just caught up in the struggle and whatever struggles everyone's caught up in and how everyone strives to be, everyone tries to do better. So this song goes out to everyone.
As I say, before we go to the track, though, all this talk about Michael Jackson reminded me, you know, I got to send a happy birthday shout out to my little bud Michael, man. He's turning 11 today. You know, he's my friend's son, so happy birthday to him, too. I want to shout that out on the radio for sure.
And Michael Jackson ain't dead.
What up,
he's
Mike?
In space. They're building houses in space, man, I swear.
I know, him and
once you reach a couple $1 billion, you can fly to space and live there.
The phone.
Oh, we got
the
a phone.
Boss.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Hopefully it's someone good.
We got to answer the phone before we even go to the track.
Yeah, what's good? Hello, caller.
One second. Hello, caller.
What's going on?
What's going on, Showbiz?
Showbiz, Benjamin, what's good?
How are you, brother?
I'm very well.
Everyone, Showbiz is MIA right now.
I am. Missing in action, that's me. But hey, I was listening to the show, and I'm out here in Ross Creek at the Ross Creek Art Center.
Cannon.
And I have a laptop. It keeps fading in and out because it's one of those, those wireless connections.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I heard a little bit about the overage drinking, and I heard, was it Chris Tulaney talking about getting a fake ID?
Yeah, we scolded him on. Yeah, we gave him a slap on the wrist already.
Chris, man, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well, man. You guys sound great, as always.
Thank you.
You guys don't need me on the show.
Nah, we don't need you, man. Stay where you at.
Yeah, you're good. Just keep doing.
Just call in once in a while.
Keep signing those papers we need.
Yeah. And just sign them papers. Keep the paper coming.
Yeah.
I think I might do that. Champ, I mean, I'm listening to the champ, too. You throwing down, eh?
Oh, yeah, you know, man, once I get a roll going.
Down, but anyway, you probably can't hear me. I can hear
no,
you.
No, I can hear you.
Anyway,
I can hear you.
I'm
once I get a roll
going. Just wanted to let you know.
Nice one.
Even though it's fading in and out on the on this laptop here, I'm on the internet. But anyway, keep up the good work.
Okay, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, did you say something? They went out for a smoke break or something?
Yeah.
What? No, yeah, I'm here now.
Oh, yeah. Where's Becky and who else is there? Is Becky there?
Yeah, she right there.
We got Kenny Blow in the building.
I'm doing good.
Good. And what about
Lamia?
Is she there?
No.
No, Lamia's not here.
She's MIA. But Kenny Lloyd's here. Mr. Lloyd's here.
Yeah, Kenny's here.
Mr. Lloyd's there. All right. Mr. Lloyd's in the house.
And we got the RWK
affiliates.
I'm going
to let you guys get back to doing what you do best. And I just wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Showbiz as well. Someone's sitting in from What, Hayax,
right?
Yeah, from Hayax.
Hayax.
The gentleman from Hayax is with us as well.
No.
Yes.
You guys are about the business.
Yes, we are about
yeah,
the business.
Sure.
You don't waste no time.
We're just showing them how we do. You know what I mean? Told him to make himself feel comfortable and just relax and just watch how we watch us do us.
Oh, I love that, man. I love that. Well, my shout out. Hey, I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he's taking everything in. I'm proud of you guys. You keep up the good work, and I'll see you when I get back.
Okay.
All right. All right. Later, so
nice.
Best. Thanks
care,
for calling in.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so yes, that was what would we refer to Showbiz to us, you guys? Like,
man, Showbiz.
He's a program director, but he's so much more than that.
Yeah,
he's just
the big guy, man.
Yeah,
that's
he's the big
awesome.
Guy.
That's
yeah,
the big
that's
guy,
the big
man.
Homie, man.
Big homie.
But yeah, I'm gonna get to the strong. The song. I mean, the song for everyone caught up in the struggle, who's trying to do better, and just caught up in their victim of circumstances, so to speak. So they do what they gotta do. So this song's for them. So yeah, check it out.
What up?
Hey, look, man. I'm telling you, I know where they be hanging out at, Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know where they got all the stuff at.
Okay.
And I know if we go down there, you know what I'm saying, we might come up.
Nah, man, I ain't really with that right now, man.
But look, dog, I'm telling you, I want to tell you to come.
I'm trying to get my life together, man.
I really want to change this whole life of mine. I've made some mistakes, they told me to lie. This will be the day, I say that all the time. Got there, it was too late, right back on the grind.
Still stuck in the struggle, so I'm right back on the grind. I got a lot of shit on my mind. You see my daughter 10 months since she only getting older. World on my shoulder, heart a little colder. Numb to the pain so I can't explain why I feel how I feel. Am I going insane? I still grip steel if they force me to bang. When you're facing 7 years, only choice is to change.
Yeah, yeah. Sick of the ups and downs. Fake smiles, fake niggas that be coming around. Round, round. What else should I do? Do it right, do it wrong, nigga. What else could I do? I wanna change my ways, I wanna put away the nickels and the Ninas and K's. If I don't make it, I'll die. I die if I don't make it. If you don't understand it, then let me translate it.
I really wanna change this whole life of mine. I've made some mistakes, they told me to lie. This will be the day, I say that all the time. Got there, it was too late. Right back on the grind.
Give me a minute, and I'll give you the future. An entire world you never thought you would. Get to where you are, a gift to the future. It's complicated, robotic, computed, written. In the simplest form, it's everything that I've been through and more.
And more.
It seems like life's a waste, cause I live by the metallic I got by my waist. I survive off the balance, monotonous face. Just blank, on my tank robbing the bank.
Bang.
My position's integral, hologenics, intestines, ventricles. Cause that's where I'm chipping, looking at these bitch niggas like, what's the business? I think I'm tripping. I talk to Snoop about the way I'm living. I really wanna
change this whole life of mine. I've made some mistakes, they told me to lie. This will be the day, I say that all the time. Got there, it was too late. Right back on the grind.
I heard you sound with Daddy Bling and fuck with Shout Money. I'm still in the hood, ain't a damn thing funny. I really wanna change, trying to get in this industry. Is it all real and this feel they pretend to be? Something that they not, they tell you that you're hot. Then what about the deal? That's where it all stops. So it's back to the block, caters, jackets, and cops. You could die, you on the bottom before you reach the top. Got me feeling like Pac, cause they're heaven for a thug. I'm sick of grouping blocks, sick of selling niggas drugs. It's time to do it right, get my life together. They say you gotta have places, but it's taking forever. Nigga can't clear his head, got my P.O. tripping. Can't find a place to live, baby mama is bitching. Got my back against the wall and my finger is itching. Man, something gotta give before I'm dead or in prison.
I really wanna change this whole life of mine. I've made some mistakes, they told me to lie. This will be the day, I say that all the time. Got there, it was too late. Right back on the grind.
Yes, yes, yes. We are now back. We are now back. So yes, that was Back on the Grind on the High Tech album, and I know that's a sound. I know that song relates to a lot of people that I know personally. So shout out to them. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yep. I like that song because you know it tells the story, but it doesn't glorify it. You know what I mean? Because you know a lot of people up in the suburbs and stuff, they want to be gangsters, and nobody really wants to be a gangster. You know what I mean? True. Gangsters don't want to be gangsters, you know?
And that's real. Like, a lot of people don't understand them. I think me and Casey and Sobez were having this conversation the other day on the way back. Do we even speak a little bit about that, or maybe we'll save it for another show?
We didn't. Should we save it for another show?
Yeah, we'll save it for another show. Okay. But anyway, just to make I will put the context in so people will wonder what we were doing there. But we were on our way back from Waterville, and so that's food for thought for next week or whatever, whenever we bring it back up. But we were on our way back from Waterville, and me and Casey and Sobez were talking about how people don't understand, like, and this is why I say it's so important to have your head right, especially when you're thinking about matters of money, because we're talking about how people are doing these negative things to get the money or whatever, because they don't understand, or I don't want to say they don't understand, but they see that as a way out and a positive way for them. But people don't, and people might see them making a little bit of money, but they don't understand the stress and the struggle that these people are going through in their lives doing whatever they're doing, you know. And the people will, if they're living away from home, doing whatever, they'll come home just to get away from that environment because it's so stressful on them and mentally, and then even with the money they're making, you know, a lot of people, like, they're making X amount of dollars, but I mean, cost of living's higher. True. With the things that you got going on, like, you're still not financially stable, so that's even contributing to your stress even more, because that's the sole reason that you decide to get into whatever game you're in that's, let's say, isn't the best of things for you to be involved in. And you're still not making the ends meet the way you expected to. So that's even playing more on your head. So, I mean, that's why I say it's always so important to have a plan no matter what you're doing. I mean, I say you always got to try to keep it positive. But no matter what you're doing, you always have to have a plan or it's going to hit the fan.
It's pointless.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to Judy, who works with that education. She gave me, Becky, and Kenny a ride back to Halifax. And it was the most fun I've ever had in a car, ever. I can't even explain some of the
You got to speak for yourself on that one, brother.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got that one.
I got no headphones. I can't
yeah.
hear.
But it was, I can't even explain some of the craziness that happened in that car. It was just funny. Like, we're laughing, but it was honestly a great time.
Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Judy.
So, in this time, we got to send it around. You know, everyone give up their final thoughts. It's almost that time. I'm going to throw it out there. You guys want a cypher or what, man? There's a few artists in the room.
I'm going to battle everyone.
I'm always ready for the cypher.
I know Cap K is ready for the cypher, always.
He has been here for a minute.
Cap K, you ready for the cypher? Because I got a beat for the boys.
You got a beat, man?
Depends on what kind of beat it is. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He'll be picky on the beats, man.
Nope.
Like, we only got 2 minutes left.
I feel him, man. I lost a couple battles because the beat was shady, man. I feel him. So.
I don't like it unless I got
something. But I'll hop on it today, man, if we're ready for it.
Hey, Kenny, you gonna battle? Kenny doesn't want to rap. I heard Kenny rap before.
All right, well, we're going to send it around. Everyone give their final thoughts, whatever. And then when you guys hear the beat, just jump on it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go first because I want to.
Jump on the track, buddy.
All right. Today was a great show. Had a great time. I want to give a shout out to Ambition, who's not here. I'm not sure where he is. Probably sleeping. But shout out to him, Quake and Miracle. They just did a song last night for Ambition's album, and I was there for it, and it's really special. It's really, it's amazing.
I didn't get the invite. I'm not impressed, guys.
Yeah, I know. It happened last minute type of thing. Kinda.
I got a car, man.
I know, man.
By the time them verses is laid, I'm there with mine prepared to go one take.
Just let me get the hook. All right, let's pass it around. I'm going to pass these headphones because we're sharing.
Oh, yeah, we're sharing over here because that's what we do around here in Youth Now. We share. We are very pro-sharing.
Yeah, that's true. Sharing means caring, you know?
Sharing does mean caring.
My last thoughts are, it's been a pretty good show, you know, even though I stepped out for a second.
I'm excited for Wednesday, for when we go back to Waterville to work with those youth. And that's pretty much my final thought.
I thought you said we wasn't going to say that until next show, guys.
Well, sorry. All that is still food for thought, man. We'll have to give more information.
I didn't have headphones for that point when you said that, by the way.
She meant she can't wait to go back to Waterville and be incarcerated for the rest of the year, is what she meant.
What are you talking about?
The mock jail, man. The mock jail.
But my final thought, actually, the only thing I'm thinking about is how I'm going to get this $30 million. And it's $2 million for my wedding now. If anyone has any clues or hints for me, Casey, I see you smiling. Do you got an idea for me?
I got an idea for you. Go to Hong Kong and tell everybody whose name starts with K to give him a dollar. Came from the government, you'll make the money.
Yeah. What about over there? You guys want to save it for the cypher or what? Because I'll just throw the beat on. My final thought is, with the $30 million, like I said, I'm strong arm. Me and the bank are teaming up. We're strong arming the city to get that stadium, man. Right there in the old Shannon Park. I'm strong arming the military, everybody. I'm, like I said, I'm lobbying. I'm getting my $30 million, making it, and I'm Bogarting. Strong arming everybody. The waterfront, Dartmouth Stadium, be there. That's if I had the $30 million. But without the $30 million, AAU team, Amateur Athletic Union, coming to a hood near you.
2012.
Real talk.
Big things popping.
What else did we talk about today? Rest in peace to Antonio Gotti and Steve McNair. If you got a crazy woman, treat her right, because you don't know what she might do to you. Yeah. Shout out to everybody at Waterville, since it's out there. We're going to be working with y'all. Talk to you later. Shout out to Hayek. And, so that's everything I got to say. Shout out to O'Dizzy, who's MIA. Shout out to Showbaz, who's MIA. Lamia, MIA. Ambition, MIA. That's all.
Mel Dollars,
MIA. So, yeah, that's that. So, I'm going to throw the beat. Next voice you hear, hopefully, be someone spitting on the cypher. You never know. It might just be me. All right.
I'm going in.
You guys like this or what? Cap K, can you deal with this?
I see him bumping. Right, we got all kinds of time.
Can you bump to that?
I'm kind of slow, man. I'm looking for some tempo.
I knew he was going to say
that's
that.
All you got, man.
Give him some text.
I just want a small burn, something. Since we're doing it or whatever.
That's a bit faster for you.
I know.
Watch this. It's going to be too fast.
Didn't we rap on this a couple weeks ago?
Complaining.
So what?
Grab it again, Marsh. Go ahead. He thinking about it.
Want me to grab it again?
Yeah, man. Jump on it.
But the same verse.
I come freestyle.
You know it's a habit. I gotta grab it. Talking about that money. Sick of motherfuckers talking. They so dummy. Man, I'm so hungry. My belly just aching. Man, I'm trying to find my place. I work at Acre. No, trying to get my school low. Acre lead, man. I'm the motherfucking referee blowing on the whistle. The girl won't shake it, but she know I got my thistle. She know I got my thango. She know I'm about to bango. Marsh just came back from the fucking Congo. No, swing it back to me in a minute.
Yeah, I'm a freestyle battler, a world traveler. Sometimes I be a scrambler. I jump in and jump out on any beat, any cipher. Yes, you know, I walk through any street, I get hyper. Try to test me, man, you get blessed, G, quick, fast. When I'm whipping that ass or making a dash, 100 meters, you know you can't trust me. Geez, they can't trust me.
Yo.
Chris Breezy.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing precision gets under the skin. So call me incision, think I can't add the facts up. But I'm a mathematician whose story may never be written. Rather it stay hidden, but it's released to corrupt the men, women, and children. I'm the definition, the name's Apollo. Follow my lead if you want currency. Or if you want to be free, it's all about money. Makes the world go round, that's what makes all the shit go down.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller. They might want to jump in on the cipher. I'm going to check who it is.
That'd be something else.
Hello? Caller? Hello, caller? Hello?
They're looking for the swing arrangement, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay.
Yo, man, you wasting up the airtime, homie?
Yeah, they hung up.
Listen, turn that beat back up, G.
There you go, yeah. G.
Turn that beat back up, G. Yeah, Mars, go ahead and pass it to me. Cause it's capital, I messed up the first time. But I'm back, and you know I'm gonna hit a burst rhyme. Y'all know me, I ain't trying to curse in my rhyme. So you know I'm gonna do my thing and never waste my time. Dog, I'm trying to fucking shine. Y'all better move out. Move up my way, for I have to come and move you out. I ain't fucking playing, you know I'm never lying. I'm rhyming, no trying, and I'm hungry like a lion. So you boys will be if you fucking with my scroller. Man, it's me, capital K, just call me Yellow.
Gee, what it is, dollar sign E, tackling the show. Off the top of the dome, I start to flow. What you know, I spark that shit like the dro. Follow me, O2EP, that's where I rest my head. That's where I call my family. That's where I rest at, don't test that. Dollar sign E, come with the bat or the gap, but no, never that. I love to lay in the cut with a girl with a big butt. Dollar sign E, pour my cup. Yeah, I drink it, I drink it up. Yeah, what you know about that? Yeah, baby, that's what you do, Youth Now Radio. Anybody else want to grab the beat? We got like another minute or so.
Yo, you know how I do. Shout out to CKDU.